Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Barbecue and Bob and I were talking about some of the cooking I did this weekend. And we were at the end of the segment, we were talking about the 400 wings I did.
He asked on a wing roller.
Right, yeah. He asked me during the break what sauces I used. And I will tell you that I did a garlic parm. I did a sweeter barbecue. And I also did just a regular buffalo sauce, a little spice to it. And by far, the garlic parm were the most popular.
I bet the women went for the garlic parm.
Yeah, right. And there was like 60 people there. So it was a lot of wings for that many people, but they got eaten. I mean, you know, you got a guy that'll throw 10 or 12 of them on a plate and roll with it.
And those are Sobey's big party wings?
Yeah, yeah. They're great. He did a great job. I've got a brisket from him, too. And boy, they ate that up. You know, I was about a 10-pounder, 12-pounder. And by the time you trim it, you take maybe 25% of the weight out of it with those big veins that are in it of the fat.
But I have a friend that did his first brisket, and he said he found a 20-pound brisket.
Wow.
Biggest I ever did was 18, and it was gigantic.
Yeah.
I've never seen a 20-pound brisket.
Yep.
That's pretty big for your first one.
Right.
So homemade barbecue sauce.
Yep.
This is something that a lot of people don't bother with. And again, if you're going all natural, if you're trying to get the corn syrups and all these terrible things out of your diet because they're not good for you, this is one thing you can do. And this time of year, like when you go to these farmers markets, especially later on in the summer and the fall when the tomatoes are just coming in hot and heavy and they're a good price and maybe they're starting to discount them because they're getting overripe, that's the tomato you want for barbecue sauce or any kind of tomato sauce. And I'll tell you, the simple way to do it is just throw the whole darn thing in a pot and cook them. You don't need to blanch them and take the skin off. That's all the vitamins. And you don't have to worry about that little stem because it's generally cooked down to nothing. And if you do end up with a few bigger chunks by the time the thing cooks down for a couple hours, you can always just pull those out with, you know, using a...
strain it out.
Strainer spoon. But making your own tomato sauce is a fantastic exercise. Turning it into barbecue sauce is super simple. And again, we're going to go back to the ACV, apple cider vinegar. We're going to use some brown sugar, and then whatever profile you want to take off in. There's no rules on this. You know, I see all these intricate recipes and these people ranting and raving about how this and that. You can just play with it and use your favorite spices or what you happen to tend to like the most or use the most, what your mom or dad taught you, and come up with your own profiles. And if you cook a big pot of this sauce down, and if you do a bunch of tomatoes, you can end up with a bunch of tomato sauce. You can actually just can it. You don't have to make it all into barbecue sauce. Homemade tomato sauce is absolutely fantastic.
Yep. I did some research back a few years ago about different styles of barbecue sauce, and we came up with South Carolina, Kansas City, St. Louis, Texas, Memphis, and Alabama. Okay, is what we really, they're regional, obviously, as you can understand. But, and then what we did is we put about 20 ingredients down the side of the page and the types of sauces across the top, made a little grid, right? Every one of these barbecue sauces has vinegar in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? That's where they start.
Because the original barbecue sauce was made from what? Ketchup.
Right.
And ketchup is tomato sauce and vinegar.
Right. So your Kansas City, we'll start with that one. That is a vinegar and tomato sauce. And then when Bob said, well, you can put anything you want in it to give it some profile, Kansas City is a little cayenne pepper, obviously some salt, talked about the brown sugar. But then they'll do garlic, paprika, and chili powder in that as well. So you can see that Kansas City wants a little bite, a little bit of spice in there, especially when you're looking at the chili powder. The paprika can be smoked paprika. It could be just a regular paprika, whatever it is. But there's, And then you might add a little water in there to thin it if right. it gets a little too thick, or you could use olive oil for that too.
But. And that town, I'll tell you, there's a famous spice store downtown called Bird's.
Okay.
And that town, for some reason, became an absolute hub for spices. So one of the reasons their barbecue culture got to be so rich, other than the club they formed, the KCBS, was because of the fantastic, and it's in the middle of the country. It's not on a shipping port. You know, it's not like they had docks coming in from India with, you know, all these exotic spices on them. You're in the middle of the country, as landlocked as you can be. But you walk into Bird's, I think it's called Bird's, and we've got spice stores around the country. And there's one in Traverse City I love to go to, the Spice Merchant, I think it's called. And you go into a spice store like that and just take a breath or two and see what your senses are doing and what your body is actually telling you is there's all sorts of things here that are tantalizing me. And that's what stimulates your appetite. So if you're going to make an apple, if you're going to make Randy loves apple barbecue sauce.
Yep. That's not on this list.
No, but if you're going to make a barbecue sauce, you might visit a spice store like that and just experiment and talk to the people that work there, because they know so much about spices that you've maybe never even heard before.
Right.
And what does it say about Memphis?
Memphis is a vinegar base, pepper, cayenne pepper, celery salt, brown sugar, garlic, a little olive oil, chili powder, Worcestershire. And
there's
some dry
the key.
Mustard.
That's what I was looking for. The Worcestershire, Memphis.
That puts profiles, a little tang.
Memphis profiles. For one thing, like ribs, in particular, if you go to Memphis and get ribs, you're generally not going to see sauce. Kansas City, yeah, they're very often going to be sauced. St. Louis, they're always going to be sauced. But Memphis, nah, they're a dry rub. Worcestershire. Profile.
It's and that's got, a powdered Worcestershire that goes in that, right?
In their seasonings, yeah. But in terms of the profile itself, you know, if you just think of Worcestershire sauce, it's got a bit of a bite to it.
Yep.
And when you have those other chilies and things in there and you add that to it, it gives it a unique, again, back to that flavor profile that and why I would encourage you to go to a spice store and just really explore, but just pay attention to what your senses do when you first walk in.
Yeah.
It's like walking into a bakery or Vicky's pasty shop.
Right,
you know,
right.
You immediately go, oh, my gosh, something smells fantastic.
Right.
Well, there's hundreds of things in those stores that will do that to you.
I want you to cover one more sauce, because you introduced me to this, and it's an Alabama sauce, that Big Bob Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
You brought me a bottle of it, but again, a vinegar base, black pepper, a little salt, brown sugar, garlic, paprika, but the magic is it's a mayonnaise in it as well as a little lemon juice.
Right. It's not a tomato sauce at all.
Right.
They call it Alabama White.
Right.
Big Bob Gibson made it famous, but I don't know that he came up with it. He simply was a very famous barbecue guy that ended up with a restaurant. His granddaughter owns the restaurants now. There's two or three of them. His granddaughter's husband is Chris Lilly, who's on the Food Network. On, you know, he's pretty famous barbecue guy now.
Right.
We've had him on the show. But that white sauce, what you typically do, and a lot of people use it in the wrong way. But what that was intended to do, and what they'll do, if you go to Big Bob Gibson's restaurants in Decatur, and if you're going down to Gulf Shores, you'll notice there's an exit for Huntsville, a couple of them.
Yep.
That same exit goes to Decatur. Go to Decatur. And that white sauce, they pull the chicken out of the smoker and they dip it.
Okay. So it's not cooked with it on there. It's a serving sauce.
And you don't pour it on when there's a platter and make it all thick and white. You dip it in, and by the time you serve it, it's kind of black.
Okay.
But the flavor's unique. It's very different. It's very good.
Yeah, cool. Well, anyway, coming up next, we're going to keep this variety show going, and we might talk about some pre-made rubs in your kitchen and how you could use those with the sauce to make a great flavor profile. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.